This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The mayor of a northern Minnesota community is telling his residents to get their Christmas nativity scenes out and display them. Wadena, Minnesota Mayor George Dice noted that a resident felt there were not as many displays up as in past years, and there was a concern that the town was losing its interest in the Christmas spirit. Mayor Dice said, "If you have a nativity scene, let's get it out." You folks in the region around Newark, Illinois, if you see a Chicago television news crew out early tomorrow morning, 60 miles out of the city, don't worry. It doesn't mean there's been a crime or a calamity, a scandal or a bad storm. They're likely headed to the Steffen home in the town of Newark, Illinois. Longtime agriculture teacher and FFA advisor Joe Steffen, with his amazing crowd-stopping Christmas light display, won a contest. He beat out five other homeowners in the Chicago region in the Christmas light fight. So tomorrow morning, parts of the news of Chicago's Channel 7 will be broadcast from the Steffen home. And no doubt, Joe's wife, Tracy, will be seen off to the side, rolling her eyes. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Republicans weren't able to get food stamp reform in the 2018 Farm Bill, but through a rule change at the Department of Agriculture, the Ag Secretary plans to tighten the requirements for receiving benefits in that Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. At the signing of the Farm Bill, Secretary Sonny Perdue said there were 3.8 million able-bodied adults on the rolls of the SNAP program, and three-fourths of them weren't working. We're not even to Christmas yet, and they're already coming out with lists of the top things this year. And there's a list out of the most mispronounced words. It's been put out by Babbel, the language learning app, and one word on that list has to do with food. Well, sort of. Entomophagy is one of the most mispronounced words of the year. Entomophagy. E-N-T-O-M-O-P-H-A-G-Y. It's the practice of eating insects. And according to a United Nations report, 2 billion people in the world include insects in their diet. You better pass me the hot sauce or cocktails. I'm going to need something for that. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.